Well, welcome to the Small Town Big Art Show. I have Kelly McHugh White, and I have just loved what Kelly's been doing with the art and culture of Wailuku Town. And I said, we have to talk about this because there's a special event happening Thursday night, 5 o'clock, and right up the street here. And I happen to be a huge fan of art and spoken word and music, and you've got all of that combined tonight, right?
And Cindy, thank you. You've always been so supportive of the artwork that we've worked to accomplish in Wailuku Town. So thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. Tonight's event is Tanamo Colibri pop-up performance. She'll be performing music, original music, and spoken word inspired by both Wailuku Town and Koho'olawe experiences that we have introduced her to over the past several months.
And I did say tonight, but it's actually Wednesday today. So it's Thursday night.
That's right.
It's Thursday because we were doing something else and I was thinking a day in advance. But it's Thursday at 5 o'clock and you can bring a low back chair or a blanket. This is something that celebrates the history of the beautiful area we're in. And you gave, when you designed these programs, you had a wonderful way of giving people kind of an assignment.
Yes.
And what was the background for what's happening on Thursday night at 5?
Yeah, so the challenge was for performance artists, in this case musicians, to spend some time with people of Wailuku and people of Koho'olawe, spend some time generating lyrics and music inspired by the stories that they garner from those community consultants, and then work with our partner at Hale Ho'ike Ike at the Bailey House, who's Sissy Lake Farm. She's a kumuhula, and she's the executive director of the Maui Historical Society, to identify passages from Olelo No'eau, Hawaiian proverbs and poetical sayings, to really root these works in its sense of place. So it is a rather intensive curriculum to ensure that these pieces are kind of co-designed and co-owned by members of the community. And the artist therefore becomes kind of a vessel, for the artwork that comes through.
Well, that's what happens when you chant.
That's right.
When you chant, you're opening yourself up to that energy for the ancestors and the spirit to come through you. And it's alive in Wailuku, especially in Iao. I live just past Iao in Wailuku Estates. But, I mean, it's on the sides there, and you feel it. You see it in the clouds, and there's nothing at all in the world like the way the clouds go through the triangular, amazing energy of those mountains. There is a spirit in those beautiful, beautiful hills and back in the valley.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's something that Tanama kind of latched onto for some of her lyrics and music. Is that Iao was the final resting place for many ali'i of the region, and of the state. And I know that Sissy kind of walked her through those lessons. So that those sentiments will live in some of her lyrics. And she also created an original song with Iao Intermediate School and will have about a dozen of sixth graders performing with her for one of those songs that she created with the children at that school.
You know, I've done a children album last year. I worked on it. People do not realize how much work it takes. People do not realize how much work it takes to get those kids all together to do that, you know. And that's amazing that she was able to do that.
Yeah, it was super amazing. I know that when I called the teacher, because I had led a bunch, I think I led 150 students with some partners of mine on a mural tour a couple weeks prior.
Oh,
and
nice.
I had asked her if there was something we could do with a musician. And she said, the stars are aligned, Kelly, because we've been trying to find a musician to create a song with about Wailuku. So it was just like the perfect melding of these two intentions, the intention of Iao School and the intention of Small Town Big Art for this one song. She'll be performing four songs total, but that one song will be performed with the students of Iao School.
What a wonderful way to premiere it. In that beautiful site with such history, if you go to the Bailey House Museum, there are so many great books. And I know that there was a beautiful book that was written about Bailey. The man was quite interesting, of course, based in Wailuku.
That's right.
And you can see in that book so many of the pictures of what there are some amazing pictures of what Wailuku was like at that
time. Yes, and his paintings in the museum. Yeah. Of Wailuku and the surrounding area. So you can really get lost. And as an artist, find so many visuals and inspiration and feelings, right, that you then, if you're really good at what you do, can translate into artwork, right, and share with the broader community.
I was talking to you earlier, and I was amazed that in 5 years, how art has changed the whole face of Wailuku Town.
Love hearing. I mean, we're not intending to change. We really want to...
Beautify is the word?
Enhance. We really want to celebrate, right, and preserve the stories of Wailuku. So Wailuku is undergoing a really intensive period of change through the improvement projects that are happening. And one of the goals for Small Town Big Art is to just preserve those special stories, the history, the culture, the sense of place, the values that kupuna or elders of the area find most important to maintain. Yeah.
You know what's amazed me is the talent.
Oh, yeah.
The talent. I mean, I love art, you know, and I know there's lots of great artists there, but I knew some of them, but I did not know how many. And it's an art form in its own to do murals
yes.
like that, right? I mean, that's
yes.
not what you normally would do if you're an artist working out of your own studio, right?
Oh, it's a really different type of artist that can do large-scale public artwork, specifically because you have to take so many community members' wishes and thoughts and ideas and stories into account.
Uh-huh.
And Maui is absolutely teeming with talented gallery and stage artists. I mean, we are a mecca of artistry in this state and in this county. But public art, it does seem to be relatively new to the area. So we're right in the middle of writing a public art master plan for the entire county. Mm. And we're mapping out all of the assets, all of the places, all of the artists that have done this work traditionally. Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the other islands. And I've been to the other islands, but I don't know if they have anything like this in the other islands. I know Chinatown was starting to do some street.
Oh, Kaka'ako. I mean, Oahu has a really thriving mural scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Called Worldwide Walls. Jasper Wong launched that. And then Hawaii Island has Pangea Seed, which I believe originated out of Japan, but they relocated to Hawaii Island. And then I'm forgetting right now, but there are a couple of mural programs, but in terms of more multidisciplinary public art programs, which is what Small Town Big Art does, right? So we're not a mural program, right? Murals are one of the things that we promote and do and create with artists and community members, but we also really want to ensure that performing artists and experiential artists and media artists are seen and validated and given an arena as well.
Well, I think Maui's got the best of that.
I do too.
I know I love all kinds of arts, but I really do think we have an amazing amount of performing artists. I mean, you just look at what MAPPA's done and how they've persevered and what we have with Maui on stage here, just that alone. And that's growing.
Luana, incredible. And, you know, that's one of the reasons this works, right? So we're not operating in a vacuum. We came to a place where the arts were already alive and well and thriving and just want to amplify that those things are happening, right? So by seeing it in the streets, you understand, oh, there's more opportunity to perhaps buy a ticket or take a class or walk into Phil Sabato's gallery and get to know Phil, right? Or his daughter Jackie down the street.
And Jackie has her own store now.
Yep, Paradise Now, right across the street. And she's an incredible artist.
And there's some local Hawaiian fashion we have right there on Market Street as well.
Yeah, a Brown-Eyed Bella.
Which is definitely local.
Yep. Yeah, or even a Native Intelligence, right?
Oh, Native Intelligence.
Kapanoi's store and Jenny's store. I mean, there's so much we're absolutely, you know, spilling over with inspiration and artistry in Wailuku. And I think Small Town Big Art just helps to amplify that that's what's happening inside of this beautiful town.
I was amazed how many documentaries you've created.
Yes, yes.
For each project.
You know, it wasn't necessarily in the agenda at the start of the program when we were writing the grants to the NEA back in 2017. But once COVID hit, we really needed an instrument to tell the stories of each of these works of art, specifically that they're not one person's response to a story or an idea, but rather a group of community consultants or students or workshoppers or panelists' ideas and thoughts and reactions and stories all combined into one, into whether it's a contemporary dance by Adaptations Dance Theater or a beautiful mural by Eric Okde. These all resemble or represent rather many, many hands and many, many voices. So the documentaries help us tell that story.
When you're doing a collaboration like this, mm-hmm. each person involved learns a lot and also feels like they're part of something that's bigger than themselves, because these pieces will live on through not only the documentaries, but actually what people see and remember that see them. How did you evolve into doing this lovely spoken word, which is one of my favorite mediums,
yes.
and song? How did that evolve from the original idea of doing the beautifying and having the culture and the arts?
Yeah, I think it came from starting to be pigeonholed as a mural program. Yeah, we really wanted to ensure that there was space that was being promoted and offered in collaboration with performing artists. And as I said, we've worked with MAPA, who created an original play that Kathy Collins wrote about Wailuku Town and performed it for free for the community. And we've worked with contemporary dancers, but we have yet to work with musicians. So we really wanted to ensure that people in the community knew that Small Town Big Art is also for you musicians, right? We also want to celebrate Wailuku's history, culture, and sense of place through music. So the lyrics and the music can be garnered through experiences either on Ko'olawe or special places throughout the county of Maui or right here in Wailuku, through community consultations with kupuna from the area, through hands-on engagement like Tanama did with Iao School, and then all of those experiences are combined and performed for and with the people that made them.
I imagine the school and the people involved have a lot of pride, because there's a lot of work that goes into creating
each
of these projects.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like it's just thrown together. You're very thorough, and I have to applaud you in the way, because I never could do all the planning and details and then figuring out the grants and how to fund all this and monitoring all of that. It's a lot of work, folks. I mean, it's like, oh, that's a great idea. Why didn't someone do that before? I don't think a lot of people would have been able to take on the work that it takes to do this.
Right. It's a lot of work, and thanks for acknowledging that. And this is why I always say I am an artist, but I think, you know, my role in this is arts administrator. So because I am the person writing the grant proposals, I have to fulfill federal and state and local guidelines and criteria at every step of the process. You have to prove the outcomes and the value of this work. You can't just say it makes people feel good. You have to prove that it actually makes really strong economic, social, health impacts.
How do you do that? That's hard to do. That is hard. In arts, I mean, that's a hard thing to prove.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we can look at, you know, taxes that are generated out of the towns where this work is happening to see if there's been an influx of activity. So that helps us prove economic activity. We can just, you know, we do a lot of surveys and collect qualitative and quantitative feedback from members of the community. We have a bunch of measures, Cindy, that are not very sexy, but
but have to get done. Return on investment.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to the wonderful Kelly McHugh White about a very special event that's happening tomorrow night at 5:00, right up the road here. And it's one that's close to my heart because I love spoken word. It's one of the things I've done for years and years and years, and it doesn't get enough recognition, but it's growing and it's becoming more and more important. And it's not only that, it's this amazing part that is involved with songs from, with the help of the Wailuku. So is the Iao, was it the Iao school? Which school was it?
Yeah, it's Iao Intermediate School. Yep. So those children will be participating as well in the May 11th event.
It's so cute.
They're wonderful.
I'm sorry. You know, you get up there and you see those kids and you go, oh, they're so cute. You know, and you know what? They love it as well.
Yeah. And they're fearless and they want to get their mark out there and they're proud of it. And we should feel so happy to be able to support them in that way.
Oh, I am. I'm thrilled about it because I know that the kids remember these events. And
oh,
things,
yeah.
And it's important to them. And it gives them, see, to be able to say you're doing music or you're doing something like art, you know how kids are natural artists. They are. They're natural artists before that's maybe taken away from
you're
them.
Right.
And so if they can allow that creative side out, that side of them comes out and blossoms and it gives them something beautiful. I think that creative spirit is perfect for Wailuku, and you've seen it by how many murals do you have up in Wailuku Town now?
We have 20 in Wailuku proper right now. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And each one has taken a lot of collaboration, work, and planning, and grants. And
oh, yeah.
You had to go through the whole process of choosing, because a lot of people apply for that.
Yeah, many people apply. And because this is a National Endowment for the Arts program, we do have to work only with professional artists of the highest caliber. Mm-hmm. So we are constantly asked why we don't do, you know, more supportive work of emerging artists, but we're just not there yet, right, mm-hmm. in terms of the funding criteria that we do have to meet. And we have a community panel that comes together to make those decisions. So it's not me curating this by any means.
Wow.
Yeah. We have folks from many different professions and areas with close ties to Wailuku and grant making and public art that make those decisions for us. Yeah.
Now, you do have the app, which is free, which is, I was so excited because first thing I did is check it out. And I have to say, I was very impressed by the app you've created.
Yeah, thank you. Big collaboration with Brian Berkowitz and Hale Ho'ike'ike at the Bailey House, County of Maui, and Maui Visitor and Convention Bureau called Ho'okama'aina. You can also just go to the app store and type in Wailuku Walking App. We tried to make it really easy for people that might not know how to spell Ho'okama'aina, which translates as to become familiar with. And the app has three self-guided walking tours, a historical, cultural, and public art walking tour.
And it's growing. I guess you have to update it, right?
Oh, yeah. So with every installation, we update it with podcast snippets, documentary snippets, the artist statement, process photos, product photos. We really try to make it as multi-transmedia as we can.
I've been seeing, since I've been here in Wailuku Town for 33 years, I've been seeing Wailuku being transformed since this all has begun. And I have been seeing also stores, wonderful stores.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a preponderance of local owner-operator stores in Wailuku Town.
Yeah,
when you think of it, you go up and down Market Street, you know, these most, you know, local owner-operators working hard there.
That's right.
And more art stores. I was talking to you earlier, and how many local art stores do you have now in Wailuku Town?
Yeah, so businesses plus arts nonprofits, we've got 17, just amazing. In like a 4-block radius.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
It's incredible, yeah.
I just love that. And then, of course, there's the historic Yale Theater.
Yes.
God, that survived. That was going to be torn down. People may not know that if they've moved here recently. They were going to tear that down.
Yeah. It's on the register, National Register of Historic Places. And yeah, it's teeming with history. Anytime you're lucky enough to participate in a play or a music event or any event for that matter, even if it's a community meeting, which they host plenty of, you feel a lot of history in that space.
Now, I've heard you've done some walking tours besides the app, which are self-guided.
Yeah,
I've heard you've done some. Because it's wonderful to have the one-on-one explaining what's going on. So how'd that happen, and are those still happening?
Yeah, by demand. So we'll do it for free for any nonprofit or school group. So we do those quite frequently. For non-nonprofit or you know, private groups, it's a benefit of becoming a donor of Maui Public Art Corps. So that is maui public art.org. if you make a donation at $100 or more, we'll offer a guided walking tour.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Have you videotaped that yet?
We have a little documentary that promotes the walking tour where I take like 8 of my best friends on the walking tour and just do a little promo of it. Yeah.
Because there's such stories behind each thing.
Yes.
And it's not just the amazing artwork of the murals. It's a lot more that you've been doing as well. It's the combining of the kapuna and the sharing of the manoa, the history.
Right.
I remember one time talking to Hokalani Hope Padilla when she first did created a chant for Wailuku Town.
Mm.
Have you ever heard her chant? She has
I
a chant she created.
I have not heard her
created.
Wailuku chant. That's perfect.
And about the meeting of the five waters, and it's powerful. Mm. I mean, I've got to find that one. I heard it, actually, I think it was at the, when they were doing the hula ono keiki.
Oh, beautiful.
It was the first time I heard it. And it's amazing because all the kapunas and all the kahunas, all of them recognize how can you not recognize the power and the wonderful history
you can't.
Of Iao yeah. Valley right. And where the waters come from in this amazing way. And since the time I've been here, I've gone from the stream to the river.
That's right.
You know?
Waiuku River.
And it's got an energy. You can go by the river and sit there and you can feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that because we've had just a few visiting artists. We largely work with local artists, but almost every time they start to talk about the ocean, right? And creating an ocean themed song or mural, and we have to say, whoa, 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 whoa. This is a freshwater town, right? This really, if you're talking about a body of water, it needs to be about Navaeha, Wailuku River, right? This is freshwater based. And so it's a really good learning moment, right? Teaching moment.
And it's got the history. I mean, going back to the burial site for so many chiefs and chieftains, but also, did you know Georgia O'Keeffe actually painted?
Ah, yes.
She painted pictures up there.
Yes, you know, I did.
Up when it was raining. And it's interesting. I looked at it and I'm going, either she used some creative imagination or it kind of changed. And it is a changing thing
because
it's alive, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And so, you know, it affects everyone.
Mm.
It affects everyone. And now that it's being captured and the story told through the arts is a dream come true, I think, for so many people. And this is a lot of work. And I have to say, I am so, so happy you've taken this on. It's actually something that's changing the whole nature of Wailuku Town.
Thank you, Cindy.
And people, get out there tonight because you will be touched. You'll be touched when you hear the kids singing their song, so proud of singing their
yes.
song. You'll be touched by the spoken word pieces. I didn't realize that she's the daughter of the lady that owns the empanada lady.
She
you told
sure
me that
is.
She. That's what? How cool is that?
The coolest.
Yeah, I mean
deeper Wailuku ties than you think.
Yeah, I mean, and if people want to find out more, I really encourage them. You have a very good website.
Thank you. Yes.
And you're on Facebook.
We're on all of it.
All
yes.
the social medias, which is a job, huge job in itself.
Yes.
Just feeding that. What's the best site to go to
yeah.
find out more?
So the website is smalltownbig.org. The handles for either Instagram or Facebook are smalltownbigart.
Yeah. And I was just there and you can follow it and you can see pictures and the stories and I have to say, trying to get all of that story out is quite a job, and it's a collaboration with a lot. But to see you keeping and feeding it and growing it, we have like 3 minutes left, a little less than 3 minutes. What's the next project?
Oh, so we will have musician Anthony Fluke.
Oh, Anthony.
Yep, slack key guitar musician. Following the same curriculum that Tanama is. So he also did a volunteer access to Kaho'olawe with the Kaho'olawe Island Reserve Commission. And he's also currently working with Wailuku Kupuna. And so he'll be doing the same type of thing on June 16th. Yeah,
I love
so that's
that.
What we're working on right now with Anthony.
I have a song I did with him. He sang it. It's called Belief.
Ooh.
And he's got such an amazing voice. He gave up his work here, very busy work here, to go learn Hawaiian in
yes,
Hilo.
Yes.
And now he has to fly back and forth, but I was so impressed. And he's such a beautiful soul.
Oh, he sure is. And I think he'll want to do the majority of his set in Olelo Hawaii. So that'll be a really special moment for us as well.
He's got a beautiful heart. He plays and he sings like an angel. I'm so glad that you're going to be working with him on that because that is really a true gift. I think he's one of the, he's 22 years old.
He's a young one.
You know, and his future is going to be amazing.
He's already a professional though.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
Absolutely is amazing.
Yep.
I just, every time I think of him, I am super impressed. I'm so glad you're going to work on that. And that
Good.
Information on that is on your site.
That's actually on MauiPublicArt.org because it's first and foremost a Kaho'olawe project. Yep.
Oh,
so Small Town
right.
Big Art is just for Wailuku and everything else outside of Wailuku happens through Maui Public Art Corps.
Was he able to go over there?
He was.
Oh gosh, how
yep.
cool is that?
Yep.
How exciting is that?
That's so exciting. He said it was life-changing and he sent me pictures and I just can't wait to get started with him because his energy is right there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I have to thank you. This was all kind of last minute and you were so kind. You came right down. We got this together because we got to get the word about this tonight, 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, I'm saying today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Thursday night, 5 o'clock. Thursday night, 5 o'clock.
Yes, at the Kalana'o Maui County Building front lawn. Bring a lawn chair or a blanket. 5:15 to 5:45 is the pop-up performance with Tanama Colibri.
And the kids.
And the kids of From EAU School.
Of the EAU School. How fantastic. Big mahalo. Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate it. Kelly McHugh White, you do a great job. Much aloha to you for the great work you're providing for Wailuku Town and the entire island, and actually the visitors too.
Aloha.
Aloha.